Commentator and Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren sees a much larger problem with credit cards. She says they're bankrupting American families.
Do kids still play crack the whip? The game involves long strings of youngsters holding hands. Strong ones in the front of the line run in twisting circles. Kids down the line are pulled faster and faster through the loops until someone gets thrown off. On hot summer evenings in Oklahoma, where I grew up, the game was good for an hour of thrills and an occasional chipped tooth when someone was flung into a porch or a tree. I just saw the credit card version. It begins with a staggering rise in fees of all kinds. Late charges, over-limit fees, bounce check fees, and fees. The money is truly staggering. Last year, credit card companies raked in $43 billion in fees. If you think this is all about Americans stringing out their payments over a longer time, think again. Over the past 6 years, the share of credit card revenues that come from fees has doubled, while the share from interest has shrunk by 21%. It seems that Americans are making greater efforts to pay off their debts, but they're getting hit with more and more fees. These new fees and shortened time limits are really annoying for those of us who usually pay off our cards in full. But for anyone who loses a job or gets sick without health insurance, it's like being at the tail end of a game of crack the whip. In a bankruptcy court in North Carolina last week, a federal judge required Bank One to explain just how much of its claim for unpaid credit card debt was for what the person actually charged and how much was for late fees and the like. The numbers were astonishing. For every dollar that Capital One claimed someone had borrowed, the company now wanted that dollar back plus two more for fees and interest. What makes these numbers worse is that most of these people had already made payments for months, some for years. Look at Josephine McCarthy. 2 years ago, she owed Providian $2,223. Over the space of 2 years, she made payments of $2,008. So here's the math question. If you owe $2,223 and you pay $2,008, how much do you still owe? Well, with various fees and interest charges after all her payments, Providian said Josephine still owed $2,607. A generation ago, a lender thought hard about an interest rate that reflected the risk that a customer couldn't pay. If the customer got into trouble, the payments stayed pretty much the same, and the customer had a chance to dig out of the hole. Today, the game has changed. When someone starts to stumble, the cost of credit surges, and the odds of ever getting caught up disappear. Those who stumble find themselves needing to run faster and faster and thrown hard to the ground if they can't make it. In credit card crack the whip, the chipped teeth are piling up. This industry is out of control.
Elizabeth Warren is a professor of bankruptcy law at Harvard Law School. She lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.